We want to give some people some real breaking news here that hasn't broken anywhere else. This is a first here on Relevant Radio. Talk to me, Dr. Evans, about what you recently found out, very recently.
I certainly will, and I'll begin with just a brief explanation of the background so that all of our listeners can understand what's going on. They know what Dead Sea Scrolls are. You talked about what is probably the most important one relating to Jesus, the one that you talked about the other day. Well, in about 20 years ago, a well-known collector of ancient manuscripts, including Dead Sea Scrolls, his name is Martin Schoen. He's a Norwegian. He gave an interview, and he said, oh, I would be willing to give lots of money to get fragments of certain biblical books. And he mentioned Deuteronomy and a few other books, and then one of them that's not in the canon, and that's the Book of Enoch. Yeah. So he mentioned several books by name, and, you know, surprisingly, a few years later, fragments of those very books, leather fragments, leather scrolls from Qumran, that's what they were alleged to be, with Hebrew, of course, began to appear on the market. And Mr. Schoen bought several fragments. The fragments were made available to others. The Green family, who own or who, you know, contribute to the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., they bought fragments. So did Azusa Pacific University in California. So did Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, and others. And it was all a lot of excitement. This isn't that many years ago. I myself have seen some of these Dead Sea Scroll fragments. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, articles appeared, very learned articles, based on scientific testing, using the microscope, saying that these fragments are, in fact, fake. The leather is ancient, but the writing was applied very recently. And what was the evidence for that? Some of the ink went over embedded dirt in the leather.
Okay.
Some of the ink jumped over cracks where the other leather had aged and cracked, so the leather was old, but the ink was freshly applied in more recent times. So it was evidence like that. Well, I was just blown away, and this all came out just a few, two, 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and so then it became widely suspected that these fragments were indeed fakes. There are now lawsuits over this.
And people paid millions of dollars for these things.
Oh, my, yes, it's huge. And of course, it was an embarrassment for the Green family. When I say the Green family, this is David Green, Steve Green, and so on. They own the Hobby Lobby. And they're very, very devout Christian people, and they have built, donated money in order to build the Museum of the Bible in Washington. It's quite a museum, and have purchased thousands of artifacts and old Bibles and so on that are in this museum. So this was embarrassing and costly. Well, I had the opportunity to, and I'm going to respect his privacy, because he's going to make this announcement himself in a very learned, authoritative history of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which should be published next year. But this fellow is the head of a major international organization that funds and preserves and, you know, and does everything to protect the Dead Sea Scrolls. Mm-hmm. This is an international organization. It's a who's who of scholars and donors and so on for scrolls. Mm-hmm. He told me in person yesterday that these studies are flawed, that these are not fakes, that they in fact came from a Palestinian family who gathered the scrolls originally from the Bedouin who found them in the caves. I'm talking about the well-known Kando. That was his nickname. He is, deceased now. But Kando, and of course he has sons and grandsons who still carry on the business. I've been in his antiquities and souvenir shop in Bethlehem several times. I actually was allowed to take a photograph of him in 1992 when he was still living. And apparently that was a very rare privilege. He was very camera shy. Well, I was told in no uncertain terms that these fragments are genuine and they have come from Kando's family collection. After the Six-Day War in 1967, the family had taken all of their scroll fragments, fearing their confiscation at the hands of Yigal Yadin and other Jewish authorities, and put them in a safe deposit box in Switzerland. They're still there. It's kind of like, as a Canadian would say, an RRSP, or as an American would say, a 401 or 403K.
Yeah.
It's basically the retirement plan.
And they these scrolls are worth, they're worth millions.
They're worth millions of dollars. And so when Martin Schoen said 20 years ago, boy, I'd pay a lot of money for these certain fragments, they went through their collection and picked out fragments to order. And that explains the coincidence, because that's made a lot of people suspicious.
Yeah, exactly.
A millionaire is saying, oh, I'd buy these fragments, and lo and behold, 2 or 3 years later, they're available. Well, that's why. So these are genuine. Huh. They're from Kando's ancient collection, and this is going to become common knowledge in 2022. I was stunned, because you wanted me on your program today, Cale. I thought, well, you know what? Cale Clark on the Cale Clark Show will be the guy who scoops this story. You are the first to make this public.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to my Pulitzer Prize, and thanks for making that possible.
This is a big deal, and everybody's going to be talking about it. So you are the first. The phone is going to start ringing off the hook, but that's what happens when you scoop something big.
Wow, that is a major, major coup. This is real international news, that these fragments are, in fact, legit. They're not fakes. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. My guest is biblical scholar Dr. Craig Evans. Wow, that is an unreal story. And we look forward to the official announcement from the individual who will remain nameless, who you met with just yesterday, and found out this news. So, well, but thank you for sharing that, Dr. Evans, because that will, well, a lot of people who paid a lot of money for these scroll fragments are going to feel a lot better when they hear this program and say, well, you know, maybe it wasn't wasted money after all. So if you want to call in, if you have any questions.
Go ahead, Dr. Evans. Let me just add a little more context. You know,
sure.
When all this suspicion started to boil up and everything in recent years, it's like there's this, I don't know what it is, something in the water. Everything is viewed with suspicion. And there's this funny thing with certain radical biblical scholars called minimalists.
Mm-hmm.
When the House of David inscription was discovered in 92, immediately people said, oh, it's a fake. And then they found another piece of the inscription in a controlled dig at Tel Dan. And you've been there. We've been there together. Mm-hmm. You've seen this inscription that refers to the House of David. It's in the museum there in Jerusalem. It was so odd. Well, it's just when the James ossuary that says, you know, James, son of Joseph, brother of Jesus, immediately people said, oh, it's a fake. Somebody. And of course, it's been since proven to be a genuine inscription. Now, we don't know if this is the James and the Joseph and the Jesus that we know so well in the New Testament, but it's not a fake. Authentic patina found in all of the words found on this ossuary, this bone box.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what it is. It's like there's something in the water. And so these fragments are found, and people immediately say, fake, it's a fake. The Yehoash temple repair inscription that is celebrating the repairs of Solomon's temple. And the same thing immediately. Oh, it must be a fake. And I and others say, well, who are these fakers? They're geniuses. They know Paleo Hebrew better than any Hebrew scholar alive today. Who are these fakers? Where are they? If we can find them, we'll give them jobs. We'll have them teaching Hebrew in our universities. These guys are geniuses.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing. These so-called fake Qumran or Dead Sea Scroll fragments that we're talking about, everybody agreed, man, they're really well executed. Wow, they're really, you know, the handwriting is perfect. Well, now maybe we know why it's perfect. It's because they're real. And somebody did write them 2,000 years ago. That explains a mystery.
Yeah, it sure does. And it turns out the truth was right under our nose the whole time. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. My guest is Dr. Craig Evans. If you have a question about that, perhaps you were following that story for many years. Were these biblical manuscripts from Qumran, were they fakes? Were they real? Well, now we know. Now we know they are, in fact, legit. And there's going to be some really professional academic papers, studies coming out verifying that in short order in early 2022.